Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 32. He then brought them out and asked, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house. That's a story out of a jail scene. They were in jail, and at midnight, an earthquake, and the doors were opened, and the jailer was about ready to kill himself. And Paul said, "Do thyself no harm. We're all here." And then he comes trembling and falls at his feet and says, "What must I do to be saved?" You know, there's so much packed in that text that talks about how we should represent Jesus. You know, I don't get any indication that Paul was bemoaning the fact that he'd been thrown in jail. You know, thank God for the freedom that we have in Christ in this country. It may not always be here. At some point, they may lock me up for preaching the gospel or for talking about Jesus. Well, you know, that's okay. I hope I would represent Jesus well in prison. We got a long legacy of people that have gone before us that have lived that out, and it's happening all around the world today. And God wants to use us wherever we are to represent Him. Thank God for those brothers and sisters who are incarcerated that have come to faith in Christ, and they're inside those prison walls, and they have been set free. Inside this Greystone Chapel, my heart is free, Johnny Cash sang. You can be free, my friend, free indeed, wherever you are, if you trust Jesus. That's my prayer for you. God bless you.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.